Hey there, all you lovely listeners. Let's dive into this latest release that is going to suck the life out of you in the best way possible. So listen up, because the Womanizer Next 3D Pleasure Air Stimulator, available from Pink Cherry, takes pleasure to a whole new dimension, literally. Imagine taking the speed and intensity of the original groundbreaking Pleasure Air technology combined with new Climax control, so you can control even the depth of the airwaves. The 3D Pleasure Air technology offers a deeper, richer sensation that might just transport you to another universe of pleasure. The Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry, is the only toy that allows you to take complete control of your orgasm journey with fully customizable speeds, intensities, and depths. Made from soft touch silicone, a fully waterproof body, and smart silence technology, you can enjoy pleasure anywhere, anytime. So what are you waiting for? Ditch the dull and enjoy unparalleled pleasure from the Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry. Visit pinkcherry.com and save an extra 20% off with code NEXT.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on,
suit on.
Looking like the trap dog.
Giving them all.
Dressed
like a million bucks.
Bust
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I feel it's necessary to explain what I say in the morning because somebody asked me, what do you mean by that when you say that in the morning? When I say Uh-huh. It's in response to David Hollister opening the song by saying, go ahead, Big Daddy. Go ahead. I said, uh-huh, I sure will. Then I say, good morning, everybody, because I was raised that way. You're supposed to speak when you come in the room. I'm coming in y'all's room, whether it's your bedroom, the room in your house, your car, your office, you know, wherever you're at. I come in the room, I got to speak, so I say, good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. And then I got to introduce myself, because as a performer, I always felt my best when I was introduced. Why would you walk out on stage and nobody introduce you? You can't get a round of applause. It's horrible. So I say, you are listening to The Voice, one and only Steve Harvey. Come on, dig me now. Now, that's old school. I got that. But dig me now is I want you to feel what I'm about to say. That's all I'm saying. That's not a bragging thing. You know, you are listening to The Voice, one and only Steve Harvey. Come on, dig me now. I'm just asking you to feel what I'm saying in the morning, because it's part of a promise that I made to God. See, a long time ago, I told God if he allowed me to make it, that when I got there, I would tell everybody I know how I did it. And I wasn't going to shortcut it or shade him on it. I said, if you allow me to make it, if you give me the strength, the courage, the wisdom, you gave me a gift. If you let me apply it, don't destroy myself in the process. Forgive me for my sins along the way. Continue to hold and rock me when I need it. When I make it, I promise you, Lord, when I get there, I will tell everybody how I made it. Well, this started back in L.A. when I got on the radio. And I was making it okay. I was doing okay. But I had to keep my promise to God. My promise was, if you allow me to make it, I'll tell everybody how I got there. I have to tell you that every day, because if it was not for that grace and mercy, I wouldn't even be here able to fulfill my promise, because I've done enough dirt in my life, man, to not be worthy. He could have easily walked away from me a long time ago, because I had sure walked away from him. See, and I didn't walk away from him once. I walked away from him a bunch of times. But guess what? He forgave me a bunch of times. I'm a living example of hundreds of chances. His forgiveness and his mercy is available for everybody. It's the only reason I get on this show every day. It's the only reason I have the blessings that's coming my way. It's the only way that the things that keep happening in my life, man, that I have no explanation for, is because of his grace and mercy. See, anytime something good happens in my life and I can't explain it, that's usually him. He exhibits to me, remember, I'm a forgiving God, man. Remember. So when you fall, Steve, don't lay down there. Don't you lay down there. Don't you let the devil fool you that because you done made some mistakes that you can't do it. Because everybody gonna make them. There's none perfect, no, not one. So get up, keep moving, keep pushing, step on. What you laying there for? Your daddy didn't raise you that way. Look, man, my father was just about manhood. I'm going to just tell you, my daddy never had a conversation with me about church. He beat me for not going, but, you know, a couple times, but he wasn't about that. Wasn't his message. That was my mama's job. My mama taught me about being saved, about loving the Lord, about giving your life, about the teachings of Jesus Christ. My mama was a Sunday school teacher. So I got all of that from her. My old man ain't had none of that for me. My old man talked to me about one thing all day long. Hard working manhood. And well, you gonna get that if you don't get nothing else from me. He gave that to me. So I got it. See, so my father, you say, excuse my language, but you ain't gonna sit there like no little punk up in here. That ain't what you finna do. You finna get up and go do what you supposed to do. Now stop all that whining like some little punk and go on and get to moving. That's how my father talked to me. Now I'm just telling you real. It worked for me though. And before you start emailing me, that had nothing to do with homosexuality at all. It's just that was his term for a man not acting like a man. That's all it was. It was not a gay reference at all. I want you to understand that before you start emailing me. So my daddy wasn't calling. That was not a sexual reference for him. My father talked to us. That's what he meant. I knew exactly what he meant. He couldn't have meant nothing else. He ain't even know nothing about that. My old man clueless when it come to that right there. So when I was getting down and feeling bad about myself, my old man, he taught me this toughness, man. He gave me this grit, this doggedness, this go to work and work hard. That's why today when God does bless me with something, he ain't got to worry about me not working hard. Cause that's in me. And when I get tired, I ask that same God for strength to keep on doing so I can do the blessings he got for me. So when you ask me, how you gonna do all this, Steve Harvey? I don't know. I ain't got to figure that out. All I got to do is show up with the same amount of faith I've been showing up with. God handle the rest of it. See, y'all, hey man, let me tell you something. I don't see how you do it. I don't either. Can I get you? Hey, man, news flash. Let me hear. I don't see how you doing all that, Steve. You doing this, you doing that, you that. Can I tell you something? I don't either. I just wake up with the faith, man, and trusting that if he going to bless me with it, he must be going to show me a way how to get it done. See, I ain't tripping on that part. See, once you take yourself out the how-to business, you can go on and get with it. But see, if you're going to trip yourself out with the how-to, you can't think like God can think. You can't figure like God can figure. So now you sitting up in here going, Lord, I want this to happen for me. Then, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do all that. Well, guess what? You in the way now. See, you in the way. Because see, God ain't asked you to figure out how to. He said, ask and believe. Then he said, faith without works is dead. That's my solution. That's the concoction that I'm functioning on. All I got to do is accept the blessing, keep the faith, be willing to work and believe. God can do anything but fail. Why would God bring me this far to leave me? Why would he bring you this far to leave you? So why I get up every morning? I have no choice. I got to get up in here and rap. When I'm running late, man, I try to plow through here. Sometimes I don't make it, man. I got to do a rerun, but I plow through here. Because, man, Steve, you're going to run out of something to say. No, I'm going to just keep thanking him. Now, you can't run out of that, can you? Because you owe him that. Matter of fact, when I get through talking, I really ain't thanked him enough.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? He done it again. I'm just amazed at him. I'm talking about God, you know. I'm talking about how, I don't know how, but he do the same thing on time, every time, and he don't miss. He said the sun will rise in the east and set in the west. That's what he said. That's what he do. When don't it do that? When has it ever not done that thing right there? Now, you name me anybody you know that ain't ever missed. Ever. Time up, ding, nobody. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest of all time, Almighty God. Boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I give him all the credit, the honor, and the glory, because I'm telling you right now, This is how it's done. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Jr., the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Yeah. Well, all
right. What's wrong? What's wrong, huh?
No. Oh, you going to ask me what's wrong? Let me go. I think everything is fine. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I think I'm off to a great start. Mm-hmm. But that ain't the segment we do.
Yeah,
this segment is called Junior, What's on Your Mind? That's where it starts to turn a bit.
Yeah.
So now let's hear it today. What's going on today?
Well, Unc, you know, man, ain't nothing really going on. Everything is good. You know, I'm really proud, you know, that, you know, me and my wife is really in a good place right now. Mm. You know, just day one of it. But if we here, though, you know, we're doing good. I ain't got no complaints. You know, my blood pressure down. You know, I'm married now. I feel good. I look good. Skin clear. You know, I ain't in the hospital. So I got a lot to be grateful for. You know, and plus, I should have been married a long time ago because I'm too unhealthy to be by myself. That's one thing.
I don't think we could have took it a long time ago.
What?
You need to be married a long time ago. I think this is enough right here. No, we wouldn't be still on this show had you been married a long time ago. You'd have been and killed this show.
No, wait a minute. You,
this
you
show
know.
Really can't take you being married as it is. So I'm just letting you know. This has the show stressed out. So
I'm happy.
Yeah, you got to learn how to trust in God's timing, Junior. You got to trust it. He got you married at the right time. Because he knew about where our limits were.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He knew about you and the crew's limits.
Yeah, we couldn't take this early. And then you was younger, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Now, will you admit that you are no more and are smarter than you are now than you were when you was younger?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then you see where we going with this.
Yeah, I am no more smarter. Nah, I know that.
You're not no more smarter?
Nah. Because I keep doing the same thing to stress you. That's why.
Well, because you don't learn, Junior. You don't listen. You just don't listen. And right there, now our time is up. And we are so happy about that.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what's on the menu this morning?
My bones are weak. My bones are weak. Let's go, cat dog.
Lord. Hello. I'm trying to speak to Ron.
Yeah, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? It's Foley, man. How are you, brother?
I'm good, Foley.
Hey, I wanted to congratulate you, man, on the baby, man. I wasn't able to make it to the baby shower, man, but wanted to congratulate you on the baby, man, and all of that, man. Much success to you, man. You and the wife.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Foley.
Yeah, well, yeah, Foley, man. I didn't get, you know, my wife Danita, she came to the baby shower, man. So, you know, she was telling me how nice it was, how successful it was, man. So I wanted to give you big ups. I heard the baby came and everything, and I wanted to just call.
Yeah, a little girl.
Y'all had a little girl?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, man. Congratulations, Ron. I wanted to definitely call and congratulate, man. And
Foley, real quick, what baby shower was your wife at? Because we had two. We had one for my side of the family and then one for my wife's side because, you know, they live different places and stuff, man. So which one do you think she was at?
Probably on your wife's side, you know.
Okay. She knows my wife?
Well, no, see, Danita is actually friends with Kendra. Now, you know Kendra, right?
Oh, yeah, I know Kendra. Yeah, that's a good friend of family.
Okay, she was with Kendra.
Okay, yeah, they play cards, you know.
Okay, yeah, she was with Kendra, man, and she was just telling me how successful, man, how nice it was, and you know, laid out baby shower. I wasn't able to make it, man. I've been a little under the weather, bro.
With
God's help, man, I'll be able to get back on my feet, you know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
So, hey, man, I just, you know, congratulations again, man, you know, a beautiful baby girl. Man, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, man, but I just, I can't. Foley. I'm trying to remember you and trying to place you, and I can't do it. Have we met?
No. My bad, man. I'm sorry, dog. Nah, me and you, we haven't met at all. Like I say, you know, my wife knows Kendra. They hang out, and yeah. I guess she's dabbled a couple times and been around. You know, your wife is Marilyn, right?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay, yeah, I guess she's been in the presence of Marilyn, man. So I kind of got your number from my wife, man, and she got it from Kendra. So I kind of wanted to holler at you, you know.
Which one holler me about?
Actually, man, like I say, man, I've been down for a minute, you know, and I actually, you know, came from the doctor yesterday, and my bones, man, my bones are deteriorating, you know. That's kind of what I've been going through, man.
Okay.
And if I don't get the proper medication that I need, man, then we. You know, it within the next 3 months here, dog, it could get pretty bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. All I can do is pray for you, man, and you know.
Well, man, the doctor told me The doctor told me, man, that you know if I get the right medication, man. That, you know, I could get back up to 75-80% healthy again. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a rare type of thing that I need to try and get.
Okay.
And I think that you might be. I think you can help me.
Yo, be
name.
Strong, man. Be strong. Just, man, sit down, man. Be strong, bro. It's gonna be all right,
but
man.
I think
it's gonna be all right. God is with you. I'll pray for you. I'll do all I can. I don't know.
Well, actually, the doctor told me, man, that for 6 months, if I drunk breast milk, it will put enough calcium and stuff back into my bones that would get me back up to 70-85% healthy.
Breast milk?
Yeah.
I ain't got no breast, bro. So you know,
it's not you, Ron. You don't. Your wife does, though.
Whoa. You talking about my wife's breast, man?
I'm not directly, man. I'm just saying that she can, you know, I mean, if I had her breast milk for like 6 months straight, man, I could get back whole again, man.
Hold the f*** up. You don't talk about a man's wife or her breast milk. I just had a f*** baby, man. Are you serious?
I'm trying to...
asking for my wife's breast milk, man.
Man, I'm just asking y'all to share it for 6 months.
We can't share no breast milk with you, man. You got the wrong one, man.
The wrong one.
So you said your name was what?
My name's
Foley,
man.
This is wrong, man. This is wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
No, we're just talking about 6 months of breast milk, man. 6 months
my
of
breast milk. My wife's breast milk. We ain't talking about just no breast milk.
And I understand.
My wife's breast milk, man.
I understand that, man. But we're talking about you saving a life, man. A life.
I ain't the one.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if y'all would have had twins, man? Y'all would have been breastfeeding two babies. Just look at it as if we twins.
What the f***? Man, I'm getting the f*** off this phone because I don't know who the f*** you are. You need to chill the f*** out, man. You need to go get on your knees, pray that your bones get healed or whatever the f***. You got the wrong f*** number, man.
Listen, man, all I'm saying is I got one more thing I want
to
say, and then I'll let you know, all right?
I just want to get off the phone, call Kendra, and find out why the gave you my number, because that's how you got it.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead, man.
Can I say it?
Say it, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kendra and your wife, Marilyn, got me to prank phone call you. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, man. Ooh, y'all are good, man. Whoa, man, my wife, man. Man, Kendra, boy.
Did I get you, man?
Yeah, y'all got me, man. Y'all got me.
All
right. I got them, too. They done started something.
Hey, one more thing. What's the baddest radio station in the land, man?
Man, it is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Man, wow, man.
And there you have it. I'll be back in an hour. Yeah. Show. I'll be right back.
Coming up next, Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kevin Hart revealed how tall he really is, finally, and if he's a billionaire or not. Yeah.
Beyonce. Well, I can tell you two things right now.
What?
Why is he trying to reveal to us how tall he is?
Well, he was asked. And a lot of people say he's different heights, so he wanted to clear it up. We'll get into it. Beyonce and Blue Ivy will star on screen together in the new Lion King movie. And Jerry Seinfeld, Steve, feels that TV comedies are facing extinction, and we'll tell you why. That's all coming up at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from Julie in West Plano. Julie says, I've been seeing a guy every day for a month after I slid into his DMs and told him he was sexy. We had sex at least 10 times and I don't know his name, just his screen name on Instagram. If I ask him his real name now, will he think I'm a thot?
Well, let me ask you a question. You just slept with a man 10 times and you don't know his name. You tell me if that's a thought, because I don't know.
What would a man think?
Well, if you don't know my name, you done slept with me 10 times. What you want me to think of you, except you sleep with people without knowing their name? That's all. There ain't no problem. But what you're not finna do, once again, bring this abnormal behavior to me and expect me to normalize. It seemed to me like you would know a man's name before you slept with him. You done slept with him 10 times, you just know his screen name. You know, now, if you've been calling him Sugar Boots, because that's his screen name, then all he knows is you want Sugar Boots. Now, where we at with this here? Everything. I don't know what you call it. I don't know what you call it when you sleep with a person 10 times and don't know their name. I don't know what that is.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Christiana.
I've never done it.
You always know their name.
Mm-hmm. Sugar Boots.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. You with names?
And you know what? You know, it might be different every time I say it, but you're going to get one.
How can you say their name different every time?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. Moving on to Christiana in Scottsdale. Christiana writes, my mother has accused my dad of being unfaithful for years. He is, in fact, cheating, and I know his girlfriend. When I caught him with her, he stopped talking to me because he was ashamed. Is it my responsibility to fix our relationship or his?
No, well, he stopped talking to you because he was ashamed.
That's what she said. Uh-huh.
Then you could just say, hey, Dad, look, I know why you're not talking to me, but I don't want that to affect our relationship. And then that's how you open the conversation.
Because he's not going to do it.
Well, he don't know how to do it. Mm. See, there's no proper way for him to bring it up. Hey, daughter, listen, I know you see me.
Daughter?
Why does he talk like that?
I know. Because, you know, this is how you get busted. You got to be real humble and you almost got to go at about it in a slave type tone.
Really?
Yeah, you can't be arrogant at all when she done seen you with the girl. You got to go, you know, daughter. I think you might have seen some things that was little bit miscommunicated, and I apologize for putting you in that position. And but you know, I'm just, you know, your mother has known that I was unhappy, you know, for quite some time. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I love you and always have, no matter what happens between me and your mama. And I was just wondering if you was going to be able to, you know, continuously now, you know, without, you know, way we was, you know, and
like
everything.
The way he talks. Me neither.
Well, you know, I didn't like you looking over there at Shoney's and seeing me in that booth with the girl either.
All right,
so yeah, I don't really think he has a way he can do it. So I don't.
So
I think
she has to bring.
She should just say, "Hey, Daddy, look." Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on how old she is and how old he is.
Okay. All right, moving on to Montel in Lexington. Montel says, my daughter graduates high school in
this
June.
This is how we do it.
And I've asked my wife to skip the graduation so my daughter's mom can enjoy the day in peace. My wife knows she has a slick mouth, so why is she so eager to go and ruin the graduation? Wow.
So she could slick mouth her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not yep. about you, it's about the...
You know, we paid for the graduation robe.
Cap and gown. Cap and gown.
You know, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And why don't you just talk to her beforehand and say, hey, listen. This is my daughter's graduation. I don't want no drama at her graduation. This day is her day, and I want it to be about her. So if you could just please do me a favor, restrain from any contact with them, you know, and let her and her mother have their moment. And then when it's time for you to take a picture with her, I'm pretty sure she'll do that. But please don't interfere with her and her mama having her time on her day. It is her daughter.
Because he just asked her to skip the graduation, but that's what he meant, what you just said.
What y'all mean, no?
The daughter don't want her there. She got a slick mouth. She done said something slick to that child. She doesn't.
Oh, the daughter don't want the...
I'm saying that. That wasn't in the letter, but I'm saying that daughter don't want her there either.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
She doesn't want her to say anything crazy to her mother.
Is she going to trip?
Because if she say something to my mama, I'm telling you now.
I'm going to bust her side of
here. Yeah, she needs to stay at home. All right, last one, Steve. This is from Georgia in Norfolk. Georgia says...
Georgia!
I ordered a linen shirt for my husband after I saw a man at church with it on. My husband recognized the shirt and said he'll never wear the shirt because I liked it on another man. What's so bad about what I did? It's just a shirt, right? What's happening?
That's weak.
Huh?
I'd never wear the shirt because I saw it on another man.
And you liked it on another man.
Yeah, we ain't even really like that. So she wanted to see her husband in the shirt.
Yeah, she liked the shirt.
I thought the shirt was nice. I know if you put it on, it'd be ice cold. Mm-hmm.
She didn't
say
all that.
But he don't see it like that because he's stupid. He's so stupid.
He said he will never wear the shirt because she liked it on another man.
On Robert, because Robert had it on.
But see, I'm going to tell you what it was. See, she told him that. Because ain't no man drew that correlation.
No.
She told him, I saw this shirt on Deacon Barnes, and I ordered it for you. Deacon Barnes. Old fat ass Deacon Bond. That's what happened. If she hadn't said nothing, she'd have just ordered the shirt. He'd have put it on. He didn't even notice the shirt the Deacon Bonds had on.
All right. Huh? Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there, all you lovely listeners. Let's dive into this latest release that is going to suck the life out of you in the best way possible. So listen up, because the Womanizer Next 3D Pleasure Air Stimulator, available from Pink Cherry, takes pleasure to a whole new dimension. Literally. Imagine taking the speed and intensity of the original groundbreaking Pleasure Air technology combined with new climax control so you can control even the depth of the airwaves. The 3D Pleasure Air technology offers a deeper, richer sensation that might just transport you to another universe of pleasure. The Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry, is the only toy that allows you to take complete control of your orgasm journey with fully customizable speeds, intensities, and depths. Made from soft touch silicone, a fully waterproof body, and smart silence technology, you can enjoy pleasure anywhere, anytime. So what are you waiting for? Ditch the dull and enjoy unparalleled pleasure from the Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry. Visit pinkcherry.com and save an extra 20% off with code NEXT.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. In an exclusive interview with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes, Kevin Hart finally admitted his true height. Anderson teased Kevin about various speculations on how tall he is. He told Kevin GQ said you were 5'5". The LA Times said you were 5'4". And some other place said you were 5'2". Then Kevin said that GQ finally got it right. Kevin revealed that he is 5'5 with a shoe or a sneaker on. But if he puts on a boot, he can get all the way up to 5'5.5". 5'5.5". That's good for Kevin. Now that Kevin has admitted how tall he really is, maybe other men should be honest about their height. Right, Steve?
All right now. Well, ain't this a moment to open up on this show? Well, let's go on and talk to the two little fellas on this show right here. Y'all want to join in with Kevin? You know, this is therapeutic. You know, this ain't coming out. This is coming up. Let's go.
This is something that's something Kevin wanted to do, and I commend him on it. But I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, what? You don't want to say?
I am 5'10.5". Do y'all want to know what that is?
Now, let's go back.
Wow.
Wait, Shirley, stay out of this.
Okay. Man,
let's see.
What's that?
Tommy. What did the doctor say?
I don't go to that doctor no more.
Listen, the doctor.
Man, you can't break up with a doctor because he say something you ain't want to hear. Now, Tommy, what did the doctor say when he measured your height?
He said, "You 5'9" and some chain. You just a little old shelf something, ain't you?" And that's when I quit going to him.
He said you a little
5'9" something and some chain.
That was it. I didn't think that was good. What they call bedside manners. I didn't like him talking to me like that. So yeah.
This was during your wellness and physical.
Just a regular physical, you know.
Uh-huh. Junior,
huh?
You want to come on up, join in with this conversation about
height? Yeah, I'm fine with my height. I'm 5'9". That's it.
You 5'9"?
Yeah. Y'all the same height?
That's impossible.
How is it impossible?
I've been taller than him the whole time I've been knowing him.
What
are you talking about? You ain't 5'10" for sure.
Mm-mm. He said 5'9" and some change.
You got the change. That's what you got.
Change.
Yeah, I got
the change. So you don't have no change?
I don't have no change. No, I just have 5'9". Just
straight 5'9". Yeah.
That's why you taller than me, Tommy, because you got change.
And that's quoting the doctor.
Yeah. Hey, Junior, let me ask you something now. Is you measuring from the ground up to the top of your head, sis? Or you just, because tape measure supposed to stop at your hairline.
I'm 5'9". I promise you, I'm 5'9".
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's your nephew with the change.
Your nephew the one the problem with his height. He wanted
5'9" and some change, and you just a little shout something. It's what the doctor said.
End quote.
See, I think Kevin coming up like that and being honest about it and has allowed for these two people to come out and share their feelings. Me personally, I commend y'all for speaking on it, because the last time
we didn't. This one, You made us speak on this. This wasn't a choice.
Well, Kevin Hart opened it up.
All we're supposed to do is hear what Kevin is saying and move on to the next story. That's all we had to do. you done messed up my whole day now.
You're not mad, are you?
Well, last time I was 5'9", I was about 14, I think.
During the interview, Anderson Cooper asked Kevin if he has hit billionaire status yet. And Kevin responded, "None of your business, man. Are you trying to get me robbed?"
Oh, wow.
So he may or may not be, but he didn't answer. Yeah.
Okay. I know how much ever he making.
Uh-huh.
It's good. It is really, really
lovely.
Good.
He's lovely. He's doing good.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, good for him.
Bless
good
your
for
name, Father.
Good for
all right, Steve, yet another comedian has voiced concern over the future of comedy. Jerry Seinfeld did an interview with The New Yorker, and he said, quote, "The PC crap, politically correct, and the extreme left are causing TV comedy to be extinct." He said viewers nowadays aren't getting their daily dose of comedy because the comedy is so heavily policed now. Seinfeld said it's a great time for stand-up comedians because they aren't policed by anyone. So it's a great time
for
stand-up.
Well, you know, it is the far left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't like about it. I don't like the far left and I don't like the far right.
Mm-hmm.
These two extreme, these Christian nationalists and these old self-righteous, but then the far left is self-righteous too. You know, and in this world we live in, you have to go along with everything everybody wants you to go along with, or you wrong for that. And that ain't right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, just because you done created a new norm for yourself, that don't have to be my norm.
Mm-hmm.
My norm is the way I like my norm to be. And a person should be allowed to have their norm. But if a person doesn't agree with your norm, which don't match up with their norm, they shouldn't be penalized for that.
But people can't take jokes anymore, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Can't nobody take a joke.
Everybody's so sensitive.
They want to cancel you. They're so sensitive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're saying something against what they are calling their norm.
Mm-hmm.
But your norm is just norm to you. Go on and all have right. your norm, but you got to be open up to criticism just like everybody else.
That's right. All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll get into the over-the-top fashion trends for this year's prom season. Have you seen some of them? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so for years, the prom has been a thing for black students, and most recently, the South has seemed to take over with fashionable or not so fashionable trends. Now the pre-prom send-off parties have a DJ, they have a caterer, professional pictures, a car show, lots of family members and friends gathered around. We've seen the prom couple, all of this. There was one where this young lady was going to prom. She had dancers precede her.
I saw that.
You saw that?
They came out the house first.
Came out the house first, and then she came out with
that dress she had on was hideous. I saw that. And she had a veil across her. Did she have a veil across her face?
Uh-huh. All of that.
I sure did see it.
These proms today are nothing like the ones we had back in the day. Do you remember your senior prom, Tommy? You remember?
Yeah, man. I was dressed nice. My girl was dressed nice. Mm-hmm. Brought a corsage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no, she was covered from head to toe. Let me tell you that.
There's that other picture that was trending with a young lady in the, I think, lilac or lavender dress, pink maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Middle was out. She had a top and a bottom, but all the middle was out of her dress. Yes.
Age appropriate.
Yeah.
And some of these schools, I mean, I thought they had the dress code, too.
Yeah,
For the prom. I know my daughter's school. They have that. She didn't go to prom this year because she's only a sophomore, but I thought they had dress code.
What about you?
If we can see your drawers, you can't get in. That's what the rule needs.
That should be the rule.
That needs to be the rule right there.
Yeah.
That's the dress code.
Yeah.
I don't, whatever the dress code is or the rules is, where the parents at?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Why?
I mean, you know, and still at one point in time, you've got to say, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You already know you ain't going nowhere. No, you're not going.
Yes.
Right, right, Steve. You don't need the school's dress code to tell
right.
you.
If
your
right.
kid
you got a
dress-
daughter that you finna yes. let walk out of here looking mm-hmm. any kind of way.
Yes.
That yeah. don't make no sense, man.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, the top, the one with the top and the bottom and the middle was out.
And the middle out?
That was too much.
It was a lot. Yeah. I saw that one. I didn't see the other
Yeah,
thing,
I sent you guys a pic. That was too much.
I saw that.
Way too much.
Well, yeah, they do a lot.
Man.
Yeah.
My prom, I look like
I'm
going
glad
to
my daughter ain't like that, man.
What'd you say, Junior?
I said, my prom, I look like I was going to church. Me and my date. We look just like all Sunday. The other sisters in the church and the brothers in the church. That's it.
Sunday best.
Yeah, just our Sunday best. That was it.
My prom was one of the worst times of my life. Ragged ass prom date. Definitely was sleep at the table. I was out on that dance floor. Cool in the game.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour. We'll play One Has to Go right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now to play a round of One Has to Go. Listen up. One Has to Go. Training Day. The Godfather. Braveheart.
God, dog.
Oh, man.
Ooh, what is that? Training Day,
The Godfather, Braveheart.
Oh, The Godfather for him.
This is not The Godfather. That
I
ain't
know
going.
That's right. I love that movie.
Can't go anywhere.
That ain't going nowhere. I think it's going to have to be Braveheart.
Oh, look at Steve.
Uh-oh. I knew that was, look at Steve.
I know. Mm-hmm. He like it when they in them skirts running across that field at each other with
Come
them hammers.
Give me your freedom. I love when you do that.
Crazy.
I love that.
I am William Wallace. You know, I love killing. When they kill a hero, that's killing.
That's a good movie, huh?
Okay, so one
has
to go.
Hold back.
Training Day, The Godfather, Braveheart. Tommy said Braveheart. Junior?
I'm going to say Godfather.
Whoa. This little young boy. This little young boy here. He's something else.
What you mean?
Because you love
betrayal.
Training Day, dog. Come on now. Officer Hoyt. You gonna get rid of Officer Hoyt.
I ain't getting rid of Officer Hoyt. I got rid of Braveheart.
But you getting rid of Michael Corleone.
Yeah.
That's what you getting rid of.
But Junior, I don't really feel your commitment to Braveheart. I'm gonna be honest with you.
So Braveheart.
I love
freedom,
Braveheart.
Junior.
No, I love freedom.
Ooh, that's too high. Ooh, they just shot you.
They just shot you at the beginning of the movie.
All right, we're moving on. One has to go. Fruit Loops, Cocoa Puffs, Apple Jacks.
Ooh, oh, Cocoa Puffs is gone.
Yeah,
I can't stand when my milk turned brown. I couldn't stand that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna say Fruit Loops.
I bought one box of Coke.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Somebody
you getting rid of Fruit Loops?
Hold on, man. You gonna get rid of the 2K? I know good hand well.
You feeling some type of
hey,
way?
Man, hey, Tommy, I'm be straight up with your dog. You gonna mess around and get cussed out this morning?
Yeah, I'm offended,
man.
Took out Braveheart and Fruit Loop. You out your damn mind? Go ahead, Shirley.
All right, one has to go. Jogging, jumping rope, push-ups.
Jogging,
jogging. Yeah. Jogging.
Okay. All right.
That rope. That rope.
All right. One has to go. A threesome. Having a threesome. Uh-huh. Make a video. Do it outside.
We not getting rid of the threesome. We not getting rid of that. That's first.
One has
woman.
To go.
Video.
It's three things got to go.
The video got to go.
That threesome video. And that damn video. That's got to go.
No evidence.
You got video evidence? Go you got receipts?
Got to get rid of this damn video.
Got me on tape. I'm gonna live forever.
Outside.
Yeah. So we're outside. We're outside with it.
We all outside.
Yep.
All right. One has to go. One, you guys ready? One has to
Come
go.
Come on. I got it.
All right. Judge Steve. Ready to love. Celebrity Family Feud. One has to go.
Ready to love is gone. I'm talking about it's so damn gone.
No, it's not.
Hey, man, you Steve young. You young. You got time to recover. You young. You can get your ass another show.
I love it.
Judge Steve is out. Wait a minute. Junior.
I'm telling you.
Hold on. What you mean, Junior?
Come on, Junior.
Pick one. Yeah, he's saying pick.
Judge Steve, Ready to Love, Celebrity Family Feud. One has to go.
Heard it.
Ready to love.
Heard him. Who?
Ready to love. Ready to love.
Oh, you suck. Who
do you want?
I know it took
I'm gonna send you flowers and everything. Oh, I know how I feel when the show fails.
Coming up next.
Cause I'm ready.
The host of Ready to Love with the prank phone call right
I'm
after this.
I'm a host of Ready
Your show
to
Love. Ain't even got no song.
Cause
I'm ready.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he needs to freshen up everything. Okay, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
Just wait, just wait. We'll get into it. Right now, it's time for you, nephew, and the prank phone call for today. What you got?
You know what, Shirley, we're going to start this by showing love to all the people that work at the church. You know, it's a lot of people at the church. They don't really they don't get their round of applause that they deserve. The usher board and the choir members and all the people that make the service just happen as it's going through on the Sunday. You'd be surprised how much work behind the scene on the Sunday. Now they got videographers and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Audioing. But this right here is, you know, the people that drive the church van. You understand? And the title of this prank is Weed in the Church Van. Weed in the church van. Hey, it happens. You know what I mean? It happens.
Oh, it does?
All right? It happens. It happens. Disgusting. Live long enough, you see a lot of things. This right here is weed in the church van. Let's go, cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Dan, brother Dan. Hold on.
Let me cut the TV down.
I'm trying to reach brother Dan.
Oh, this is.
Okay. Yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church, from Bethel Baptist.
Hello, brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule? You drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually get everybody back home.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, which is part of the reason why I'm calling you, they saying that some of the church members that was on the van this Sunday, they are complaining, saying that that the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh, no, not the van that I'm driving. I ain't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I would smoke weed before picking some people up to go to no church. Now, where are you getting this from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that a couple of the members came complaining. Now, saying
this just happened last week about this pipeline. I want to know who the pipeline is, because just last week they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past, I done had a history, but I don't do stuff like that, and I wasn't smoking no church van. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, which elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, one of them says, you know, like, ooh, wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about, like, I'm trying to do something with this van. Now, why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today. We're going to go out here today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're going to definitely have a thing appointment.
We're going to open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm going to mess up their name by driving around in a van full of elderly people smoking some weed?
Then why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing. I ain't had no and I ain't had no weed on me, okay? Now, you ain't going to mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
No, I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me. What, one of them got glaucoma or something?
What? You know what? You know who I think? You know who I think the weed belong to?
Who?
I think the weed belong to nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the? What the heck, man?
Damn! You just got pranked! Oh my God! You just got pranked! What is his name? His name is Brother Lawrence. Lawrence.
Oh my God.
Larry, they call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Oh man, I know exactly. Tell Larry he in trouble with me. I'm gonna hit him with the van.
Oh man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Yeah, I got it.
Man, go on rest, man. Go on and chill out the rest of the day.
I try, man. I know I ain't gonna smoke no weed.
There you have it, weed in the church van. Huh? What?
I've never heard of that.
What?
Certainly, that's because you don't hear these type of things because it's from the left side of my brain, sure. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I work from the left side of the brain. Now, my right, I use it sometimes, but the left side, oh my God, that's where the brilliance is. You know, a lot of people in life, you know, they say most people are not using 60% of their brain, you know?
That's true.
I'm using a lot.
Wow, what? That's sad. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most people ain't using 60% of their brain. You using a lot, and this was
coming out of there. This was coming out of there, full throttle, wide open.
That's damn scary.
He also used the word brilliant.
Oh, and I'm going to be brilliant Sunday night.
Let There Be Laughs, hosted by yours truly, me, Nephew Tommy, at the YouTube Theater, Los Angeles, California. This is the Netflix Is a Joke Comedy Festival. So May 5th, it is going down. Let There Be Laughs. This is a clean comedy show. We got Kev on stage, Tony Baker, my man J.J. Williamson, Funny Man LaBelle Crawford, and the band. We got a band, and the leader of the band is Fred Hammond. That boy is a legend. Y'all better get yourself some tickets because it's going down at the YouTube Theater Sunday night. Won't be at work on Monday, letting everybody know that right now. All right, Laying in the Cut, you already know, is an evening with Nephew Tommy.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong? An evening with Nephew Tommy, May 10th and 11th, West Palm Beach, Florida. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Already. Ain't going to be here on Monday.
Yeah.
But how did you tell say I'm working on the air, though?
Right. Didn't I say I'm working Sunday night? Didn't I say?
Coming up next, that. Strawberry Letter subject. He needs to freshen up everything. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there, all you lovely listeners. Let's dive into this latest release that is going to suck the life out of you in the best way possible. So listen up, because the Womanizer Next 3D Pleasure Air Stimulator, available from Pink Cherry, takes pleasure to a whole new dimension, literally. Imagine taking the speed and intensity of the original groundbreaking Pleasure Air technology combined with new climax control so you can control even the depth of the airwaves. The 3D Pleasure Air technology offers a deeper, richer sensation that might just transport you to another universe of pleasure. The Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry, is the only toy that allows you to take complete control of your orgasm journey with fully customizable speeds, intensities, and depths. Made from soft touch silicone, a fully waterproof body, and smart silence technology, you can enjoy pleasure anywhere, anytime. So what are you waiting for? Ditch the dull and enjoy unparalleled pleasure from the Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry. Visit pinkcherry.com and save an extra 20% off with code NEXT.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he needs to freshen up everything. Dear Uncle Steve and Aunt Shirley, I'm 28 years old and dating a man that is 5 years older than I am. We've been together for 8 months and he's someone I can see myself settling down with. He doesn't have any children, so that's a plus for me. The only issue we have is that he has sex with other ladies. He told me that even though he has sex with other women, I'm the only one he spends his time and money on. He said he doesn't want to cheat on me, so he's just getting some things out of the way before he settles down. We talk about marriage and having children together, and he wants to be married before he's 40. I need to know if I should give the relationship more time or if I'm wasting my time. See, I've stayed at his house and I can tell another female has been in his bed. I can tell a female has been wrapped up in the blanket on his couch. I have even seen dirty towels with makeup on them. I have told him that he should freshen up before I come over, but I guess he doesn't have the time. He acts like it's no big deal, but it does matter to me. I feel like I don't have a choice but to share him with other women, but it makes me feel dirty because an older lady told me about soul ties, and supposedly every time I sleep with him, I get tied to the souls of all the women he slept with or something like that. I want to be in a monogamous relationship, and I do not plan to share him forever. He gave me the key and the code to his alarm, so what's really going on with him? Is he serious about me? Come on now. some of this stuff you know isn't right, okay? He's seeing other women, for starters. You say the only issue that you have with him is that he has sex with other ladies? What? This is a major, major issue because it's not what you want and you're not happy. Why are you even considering being with this man? I mean, you're 28. You say he's 5 years older than you. So he's 33 and he wants to get married before he's 40. So between now, right now, today and 40 years old, sometime in between there, he'll still be with you, but sleeping around with other women. I mean, make this make sense. Because he said he wants to get it all out before he settles down? No, you don't have to agree with any of this. The soul ties, all that, I don't know anything about that, but you don't have to deal with this. You do have a choice in this matter. If you don't want to share him, tell him that and get out. You said you want to be in a monogamous relationship. Well, this is not what you're in. Plus, his house is dirty and nasty. Ew. Steve?
All right. Here we go. All right, lady, listen to me. Again, here is the new norm that we are being forced to accept with our line of thinking that makes sense for us to give you some foundation. You're 28. You're dating a man that's 5 years older than you. That's 33. Y'all been together 8 months, and he's someone I could see myself settling down with. Now, this statement right here, this is someone I could see myself settling down with. I'm going to read the letter back to you, and I want you to tell me how you see something here. Because I'm struggling. I'm struggling for you. You can see yourself settling down with him? He don't have any children, so that's a plus for me. Okay. The only issue, y'all listening? The only issue. Yeah. Is that he has sex with other ladies. I be damned.
Right.
Only issue.
I be damned. That's the only issue? Mm. You know, the only issue is he ain't working. The only issue is he messed his credit up. The only issue is he just got a divorce. The only issue is he doesn't have a real solid plan. He told me that even though he has sex with other women, I'm the only one he spends his time and money on. Little girl, listen to me. All sex costs time and money.
That's right.
All of it. Even though he has sex with other women, I'm the only one he spends his time and money on. He got to be on one of them to have sex.
One more time.
He told me that even though he has sex with other women, I'm the only one he spends his time and money on. To have sex, he got to be on one of them other women.
Okay.
And to get on a woman, it's going to take some time.
Yes, sir.
And some money.
Right.
Ain't no sex free. So now, that's not a true statement. He said he doesn't want to cheat on me, so he's just getting some things out the way before he settled down. He don't want to cheat on you.
What do you think he's doing?
What? I don't understand. What is this that you see in settling down with? He told me he don't want to cheat on you, but he doing it anyway. He just got your stupid behind to think that if I tell you I'm seeing these people, it ain't cheating. Well, then it's not, because you are complicit. You are having a consensual sexual relationship with a man that's involved with other women, and you okay with that. Well, if you okay with it, he real good with it. Man.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up. At 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject, he needs to freshen up everything. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he needs to freshen up everything.
Dear Uncle Steve and Aunt Shirley, I'm 28. I'm dating a man 5 years older than me. He's 33. We've been together 8 months. And you can see yourself settling down with him. He don't have no children. That's a plus.
The only issue, and here go the issue, we have is that he has sex with other ladies. That's not an issue. Like I told you, an issue is he lost his job. An issue is his car broke down. His issue is he messed his credit up. His issue is he was recently divorced. Them is issues. He done bought a whole nother lifestyle in here to you, and you done bit long with it. He told me that even though he has sex with other women, I'm the only one he spends his time and money on. How can that be true? It takes time and money to have sex. That's a fact. He says he don't want to cheat on me, so he's getting some things out the way before he settles down. Before he settled down, when? The man told you he want to be married by the time he's 40. That's 7 years. That's a lot of time to swing and sling. Lady, we talked about marriage and having children together, and he wants to be married before he's 40. Did you hear what he just told you? I want to be married before I'm 40. He done created a 7-year window that he can play with you, keep you on a string, waiting on 40. I need to know if I should give the relationship more time, if I'm wasting your time, or if I'm wasting my time. Okay, well, let me read a little bit more for you. See, I've stayed at his house, and I can tell another female has been in his bed. You ain't got to tell. He told you.
Wow.
You ain't got to tell. I could tell a female's been wrapped up in the blanket on his couch. Okay. He ain't even moved a blanket. I've seen dirty towels with makeup on them. He ain't even putting them in the washing machine. I have told him that he should freshen up before I come over, but I guess he don't have the time. No, lady, it ain't the time. He don't care. He done told you what he doing, and you have complied and are complicit with it. You are what's called an accessory, an accomplice. There's a crime being committed, and you're an accessory and accomplice to the crime, and you okay with it. You see the evidence. The blanket on the couch, the makeup on the towels, the hair and the earrings in the bed, and you crawling your stupid self up in there thinking you won't spend your life with this man. He acts like it's no big deal, but it does matter to me, and he don't give a damn. I feel like I don't have a choice but to share him. What made you say that? What made you say you feel like you don't have a choice? You can stop this right away if you get off being stuck on stupid. You have nothing. Nothing belongs to you. He's given you nothing. He's given you no commitment. He's given you no promises. Y'all having false talks. I won't get married by the time I'm 40. 33.
Wow.
The other women, but it makes me feel dirty because, now here we go. An older woman told me about soul ties, and supposedly every time I sleep with him, I get tied to the souls of all the women he slept with or something like that. Where you get this ignorant-ass voodoo ass from?
What is that?
Everybody, how this the only thing you done, this your takeaway. Some old-ass woman done told you you having soul ties, that every time you sleep with the woman, you tied to the souls of these other women. What raggedy-ass voodoo mess is this?
Oh, wow.
This Mississippi, Louisiana, Cajun, hillbilly ass mess. Lady, girl, bye. I want to be in a monogamous relationship, but you're not. In order to be in a monogamous relationship, you have to be in a man that's willing to be monogamous. You in a man who's telling you he's cheating. He gave me a key and a code to his alarm. So what's really going on with him? Is he serious about me? He gave you the key and the code to his alarm, so he ain't got to go down there and open the door when you come in.
He's
that's
dirty
all that is.
And lazy.
That's all. He gave you the key and the code, so he ain't got to go down there. But you can't go over there when you want to now. You got to call before you come back. I promise you. Just when you come by, let me know you're coming. And then he'll tell you whether to come or not. And then when you do come, you got the key and the code because he ain't going down and letting you in. Now, let me ask you something else. Here's your other problem. I feel like I have no choice, but it makes me feel dirty. I suppose every time I sleep in the winter. Now, listen to me. This is all the stuff he's told you. But what you need to be concerned about is what is he telling these other women? Because I bet you he has said this several times before and it's worked And that's why he doing it. He done told somebody. Somebody else got a key in the code, too. Somebody else done been on the couch watching movies. Somebody else been in the bed. And somebody else using the towel. Little girl, if you don't get away from this, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt.
Get out.
Because this man, he's doing nothing for you except using you. And I promise you, he's doing this to several other women. And he got you hanging on a hope that he going to get married by the time he's 40. He's 33. That's 7 years. Are you kidding me? Sweetheart, do yourself a favor. Find yourself something else to do. Because your hope is to be in a monogamous relationship. And that ain't his.
Mm-mm. All right.
Lord have mercy.
Leave us your comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve
Lord
Harvey
have mercy.
FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the Free Heart Radio app. We're free. Never sounded so good. Coming up next, we got Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
I mean, the 76ers pulled it off in overtime. Tyrese Maxey showed out last night at 46 points, man, and 9 assists. Scored the game winner. He's tying 3. With 8 seconds on the clock, hit a 3 and a 4-point play. Tied the game to send it into overtime. Jalen Brunson gave 40 in an effort of losing. But I tell you what, though, this is a series that the Knicks still can close out. They up 3-2. Joel Embiid had a triple-double with 19, 15, and 10. But that Tyrese Maxey is going to be a problem, boy. That boy can ball. That's all I know. He can ball.
Yep.
Here we go. But, here go your Cavaliers, though. The Cavaliers, man, pulled it out 104 to 103 over the Magic. And you look like you still don't care, though. With a game-saving block by Evan Mobley at the rim to give them a 104 to 103 lead. They lead the series 3-2, so they can close it out. You still don't care about the Cavaliers and what they're doing right now. That's what it looked like on your face, huh?
Well, Junior.
They won.
And I'm glad.
But you're not impressed, though.
You ain't impressed with a 104 to 103?
I'm glad and I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay.
But I'll be damned if I get my hopes up. That's not what I'm
Lower your expectations.
No, well, I'm not lowering them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have
you. You don't?
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay, I got it now. I thought you'd be happy, but then you don't have no expectation. The Bucks.
No, Junior, I'll be happy.
Okay.
See, Junior, you don't know how to develop in a city where you've been beaten over and over. You don't have the right attitude. I have a perfect attitude from city and teams that have been downtrodden.
I got you.
We the Job of the sports world. We got balls all
now,
over.
Wait a minute. Okay.
And I'm just.
You know. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you, big dog. Okay, man. The Bucks, man, beat the Pacers.
Our ex-wife went off and won. That was LeBron. See all that.
Yeah. Well, the Bucks beat the Pacers, man, 115-92. They still trail by one game, 3-2 Pacers lead. No Giannis, no Dame Lillard, just Chris Middleton,
that's
29
the game
points.
There, then.
Yeah, man. No, I mean, they still won, man. 29 points from Chris Middleton. So tonight we had a Heat Celtics. The Celtics lead by 3-1 over the Heat, and then we have the Mavericks and Clippers. That series tied at 2-2. There will be no Kawhi Leonard tonight, so we're gonna see what happens with that. Let's go ahead, Shirley.
All right, thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, a wife caught her mother-in-law in a lie, so she needs your guidance, Steve. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there, all you lovely listeners. Let's dive into this latest release that is going to suck the life out of you in the best way possible. So listen up, because the Womanizer Next 3D Pleasure Air Stimulator, available from Pink Cherry, takes pleasure to a whole new dimension, literally. Imagine taking the speed and intensity of the original groundbreaking Pleasure Air technology combined with new climax control, so you can control even the depth of the airwaves. The 3D Pleasure Air technology offers a deeper, richer sensation that might just transport you to another another universe of pleasure. The Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry, is the only toy that allows you to take complete control of your orgasm journey with fully customizable speeds, intensities, and depths. Made from soft touch silicone, a fully waterproof body, and smart silence technology, you can enjoy pleasure anywhere, anytime. So what are you waiting for? Ditch the dull and enjoy unparalleled pleasure from the Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry. Visit pinkcherry.com and save an extra 20% off with code NEXT.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
All right, Steve, this is from Dot in Monroe. Dot says, I get off work at 12 a.m. and I usually talk to my husband until I get home. More than a few times, his mom beeped in and he got off the phone with me. I playfully told his mom to stop interrupting our calls, and she said it isn't her because she's usually asleep by 10 p.m. My husband was busted. The next day, his mom called me to say she was playing with me, and she has called my husband late at night when she was having trouble falling asleep.
Oh, mama.
I called her a liar, and all hell broke loose. I stand on what I said, because why is she lying to me?
To protect herself.
Yeah. Her baby boy. Yeah.
To protect herself.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you doing, though, ain't no need of getting mad at the mama.
Mm-mm.
See, y'all lose y'all focus. What? You all up in here. You a liar. You blah, 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 blah. You ain't take no vows with her. You took your vows with your husband. You take all this attention and turn it to your husband. That's all you got to do. And then you'll save yourself a lot of pain. Don't start no war with this man's mama. Because that ain't who your war is with. Now, she trying to help cover, and that's normal. Your mama would cover for you. I don't know nothing a mother won't do for her child. You have to understand that and get your focus back on your man. That's what you need to do.
The real life.
Start no war with this woman, because that ain't your woman.
All right, we have time for another one, Steve. This is from Santa and Laurel. Sana says, I am a 33-year-old single female. Sana says, I'm a 33-year-old single female, and I live with my ex-boyfriend because it's very expensive to break the lease. I had a man over last night, and my ex-boyfriend walked into my room, naked. I thought I had locked my door. My ex-boyfriend had a smile on his face and said, well, he was sorry, but he must have gotten his days mixed up. It was a bad prank, nephew. This was a bad prank. It didn't go over well at all. My guy didn't think it was funny, and he left. Okay? How do I stop this from happening again? That's your question.
I don't know how you thought that was a prank. I don't know. But see, I think it's some information missing in this, to be honest with you. Because ain't no dude, man, walked in naked. You don't go up on another man naked.
Uh-uh.
You don't walk in no other man face naked.
Well, it happens.
And then she talking about, I thought I had locked my door and all this here. So, like, if your door was unlocked, does he normally just walk in? That's why I'm telling you, it's some information missing.
Yeah. The ex said he may have gotten his days mixed up. So,
and ain't no dude staying with no ex, paying no money, and ain't tipping across the hall. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his days mixed up. I thought it was my day. Because they got that type of relationship.
Yeah.
He done walked around. Oh, he done just opened her door before. That's why he opened the door. That's why she said, I thought I had locked my door. Because that boy been tipping across that hallway for quite some time. Sister, you need your own place. Too expensive to break a lease. Well, you done broke up the little beginning of this relationship. He not coming back.
Right.
And then, see, Tommy, this is when a prank goes badly.
Then I'm gonna tell you something else,
Tommy.
Too. Homeboy, when he walked up in there, he was strong.
His hands on his hip,
looking like Superman.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today is National Frequent Flyer Day, and we're all frequent flyers here, and we've flown to a lot of really nice places, but what's the one place, guys, what's the one place that you've never been and you want to visit?
Turks and Caicos. Turks and Caicos.
Oh, really? You want to go there?
Yeah. Okay. I ain't
never
been.
Make that happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tommy, you travel a lot, too.
I've been wanting to go on a safari, but I've been seeing some videos and I've been scared the hell out of
me.
And that was on that lady's bucket list, yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. She went
but Africa,
safari.
More of Africa. We've been to one, so Uncle Steve took us years ago to one place
South
in Africa.
Africa.
I want to see more of Africa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the motherland. All right, Steve?
The motherland.
I don't know, man.
You've been everywhere.
I ain't really
any place you haven't, don't. You want to go?
You been to Japan, dog?
Nah, I don't want to go there.
Okay. Okay, tell him how you really.
Why is that, man?
What?
You can't speak French, but you go to Paris.
Yeah, Paris
what is that?
All the time.
I like Paris.
Uh-huh.
So you, I ain't never want to go to Japan for what?
Oh, okay. All right.
What do you want to see in Japan? Now, Hong Kong, I want to go to Hong Kong. I've gone once, but I didn't stay long.
Oh, okay.
I want to go to Hong Kong.
All right.
And I want to go to
Santorini.
That's it.
That's it?
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather St. Louis style spare ribs, or would you rather Memphis style baby back ribs?
Baby back all day.
Yeah.
I want my baby back.
Show.
What junior? What'd you say?
Yeah, Memphis. Yeah, baby back.
Oh, Memphis style baby back. Mm-hmm. All right, Tommy.
I can't eat no pork.
Why? Wow, your life, man.
All right, would you rather get a ride in a self-driving vehicle or ask your ex for a ride?
Let the self-ride begin.
Yeah, I just be up in there scared as hell.
Yeah. In that backseat praying, let's roll.
All right. On a woman, would you rather a fake booty or a fake boobies? Which one?
Boobies.
Say what?
Fake what?
Oh, got your attention, huh? Would you rather fake butt, fake booty, or fake boobies? Which one?
Oh no, fake boobies.
Yeah. Huh?
Fake boobies.
Oh.
Boobies. Boobies.
Oh,
rack.
Okay.
Yeah, right. We want that butt to be natural. Okay, that's what you want to know? Thank you.
Wow.
All righty.
Yeah, that's
what he said.
People need to know that because there's a lot of fake ones walking around.
Walk around here and your butt done fell down the back of your leg. What is going on with you?
I don't care nothing about that.
What's wrong with your boot?
your thigh
one
got meat in the
one
back.
One is down. All right. Would you prefer the buffet at the Golden Corral or the buffet at Luby's?
What?
Huh.
Luby's got a buffet?
Luby's ain't got no buffet.
Yeah, I know.
It's cafeteria style food.
Cafeteria.
Yeah.
Oh, they look.
Luby's.
I'm going to go to Golden Corral. That's what my daddy like. I'm going to go up in there just for daddy.
Aw.
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. It's hard, though. Mm. Ooh, it's hard in there.
My grandmother used to love it, too. I used to be like, oh.
All right. Last one, would you rather a body like the Tasmanian devil or would you like a body like Winnie the Pooh? Would you rather?
I'm going to do Winnie. I'm going to put that diaper on. I'm going to do Winnie.
That crop top.
I'm not fitting to look like Anthony Anderson.
What are you saying?
Tasmanian devil.
that you shouldn't be saying again.
What are you talking about, boy?
I'm going to either look like, now two of them are dating my boys. I can look like Anthony Anderson, or I can look like C.
I'm look like Sid.
I'm gonna go on and be Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, just gonna be Winnie.
Rock your crown top.
Stomach out with that shirt. Yes. Show. Yes.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Thanks, guys. Coming up next, last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there, all you lovely listeners. Let's dive into this latest release that is going to suck the life out of you in the best way possible. So listen up, because the Womanizer Next 3D Pleasure Air Stimulator, available from Pink Cherry, takes pleasure to a whole new dimension. Literally. Imagine taking the speed and intensity of the original groundbreaking Pleasure Air technology combined with new climax control, so you can control even the depth of the airwaves. The 3D Pleasure Air technology offers a deeper, richer sensation that might just transport you to a another universe of pleasure. The Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry, is the only toy that allows you to take complete control of your orgasm journey with fully customizable speeds, intensities, and depths. Made from soft touch silicone, a fully waterproof body, and smart silence technology, you can enjoy pleasure anywhere, anytime. So what are you waiting for? Ditch the dull and enjoy unparalleled pleasure from the Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry. Visit pinkcherry.com and save an extra 20% off with code NEXT.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this Wednesday. This week is moving. We had a good day today. And Steve, you want to take us out with some closing remarks?
Yeah, you know, I'm really, really getting concerned about this upcoming election. And I think we need to have some real conversations. I'm not the most influential person in our culture, but I can take the moments that I have on this radio show to address those that will listen. Because there's a lot of young people, like this 28-year-old that wrote in the Strawberry Letter today. We have a lot of young people, Uncle Steve, Aunt Shirley, can you help me? So I'm assuming that we have a wide variety of listeners, and we do. But y'all, let me just say this about this election. I got you sick of it. I got, it seems to be, an adequate and a purpose that you all are sick of. But I'm, listen to me. You just can't get sick of your obligation. We all sick of some obligation. All of us. Some of us, we sick and tired of people, sick and tired of taking care of people that's unappreciative. We sick and tired of going to some of these jobs every day. We sick and tired of doing what we have to do, but we get up and we do them anyway. Voting is something we have to do. We have to do it, y'all. I don't think you understand the price some people paid in front of us so we could vote. This is not a privilege to vote. This is an obligation and a privilege. There was a time when we were not allowed to. I'm talking to black people now. I'm talking specifically to black people. We have an obligation to vote. Your grandfathers, your grandmothers, they paid, man. They paid dearly for us. My mother and father born in 1914, man. You know how long ago that was? Do you know what they saw in the 20s? My grandfather was a slave till he was 12 years old. Not my great-grandfather. My father's father was a slave till he was 12 years old. See, it ain't that far away from me. I have constant reminders. I grew up in segregation. I have seen with my own eyes colored-only water fountains, colored-only bathroom. I remember when black people couldn't sit at lunch counters. I've been to Woolworth and Kresge's. I've been there. So it ain't that far away. Now, just because you didn't see it with your own eyes, don't get blinded by it.
And these far-right Republicans, these Christian nationalists, and all these people are making sure you stay in the dark of what's happening, because now they're getting rid of all diversity education courses. They're getting all rid of all these diversity and equality programs in the country. They taking it out of schools. They taking it out of jobs. They are trying to erase it from your memory bank. They don't want you to know what their forefathers did. Because they tired of suffering on the guilt trip. But that ain't the real reason. They don't mind suffering from the guilt trip. They want to make America great again. Y'all ain't listening. They want things back to way it used to be. That's what they say. That's what they mean when they say, let's make America great again. Well, damn it, when was America ever great for black people? What time period you want to go back? What you want, the 50s again? You want the early 60s again? Because I was here in the early 60s. I was here in the late 50s. I was here. So you want to make America, when was America great for black people? Oh, that's right. You ain't talking to us. You talking to all them mega people that's willing to put that red hat on and wear it around. You want to make America great again for them. What, you want to go back to tarn feathering black people? Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You found a slicker way to do it. Oh, it's called erasing diversification programs. It's rescinding the Voters' Rights Act. Oh, and they ain't through. They done already took away women's right to decide what to do with their body, Roe versus Wade. Now they're going to go after the educational system. In a minute, y'all going to look up and America going to be right back where it was before. And that's the America we going to be living in. All because we didn't feel like going down there voting no more. Oh, really? Oh, you didn't want to go vote no more? Oh, so now y'all wearing these ridiculous ass T-shirts, all these blacks for Trump, when Trump ain't ever been for black folks. I watched an interview one day. This writer was interviewing Donald Trump, and he asked Donald Trump, he said, how do you live your life when your life is always in a storm? Do you know what Donald Trump's response was? I am the storm. Because, you know, I was sitting up going, man, how could it be living like him when he's always in some controversial mess? He's always in the news. He's always being talked about. He's always in trouble. Well, he is the storm. And he done made the storm normal. And now you're going to take your black ass down there and vote for the storm. You stupid. You ain't the eye of the tornado. You the results of the tornado. We need to vote and stop this damn foolishness talking about some blacks for Trump when Trump ain't for blacks. Y'all think about that, man, if you would. There's more eloquent speakers than me, but this is how I talk. It's real simple and plain. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Okay.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there, all you lovely listeners. Let's dive into this latest release that is going to suck the life out of you in the best way possible. So listen up, because the Womanizer Next 3D Pleasure Air Stimulator, available from Pink Cherry, takes pleasure to a whole new dimension, literally. Imagine taking the speed and intensity of the original groundbreaking Pleasure Air technology combined with new climax control, so you can control even the depth of the airwaves. The 3D Pleasure Air technology offers a deeper, richer sensation that might just transport you to another universe of pleasure. The Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry, is the only toy that allows you to take complete control of your orgasm journey with fully customizable speeds, intensities, and depths. Made from soft touch silicone, a fully waterproof body, and smart silence technology, you can enjoy pleasure anywhere, anytime. So what are you waiting for? Ditch the dull and enjoy unparalleled pleasure from the Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry. Visit pinkcherry.com and save an extra 20% off with code NEXT.
That
world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.